You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
All right, now back in making his ninth appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Georgia Steelers and Bears running back and TNT Hall of Famer, Tim Worley. Tim first joined us all the way back on February 23rd of 2012, and he's been a member of our TNT family now, right, for a minute. Let me give you a little bit more on Tim's background. He is from Lumberton, North Carolina. At Lumberton High School, he was recognized as a Parade Magazine All-American. Tim also ran track in high school, and as a senior, he won the state title in both the 100 and 200-meter dash. Played his college ball at the University of Georgia, where in 1988, he was named a first-team All-American and the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. His 27 rushing touchdowns still ranks him seventh all-time there, and he's 13th in rushing yards, despite only playing two seasons due to a knee injury. He was a first-round draft pick, the seventh overall selection by the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1989, and he played in the league from 89 to 94 for the Steelers and the Bears. 2007, he was inducted into the Georgia-Florida Hall of Fame. 2013, the SEC Conference named him an SEC Legend, and in 2014, we inducted him into our Thursday Night Tailgate Hall of Fame, and we're excited to have him back with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Good evening, Brother Tim. Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hi, Tim.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy Draft Day, my friend.
It's been a while.
So, Tim, catch us up a little bit. What's going on with you and Worley Global Enterprises?
Well, actually, just business as usual. You know, I've I'm doing something a little bit different. Not too much different. Still speaking a lot, but I'm catching the big fish now. Not so much in the shallow waters with the youth. It's more corporate now. Corporate leadership, doing a lot of leadership development and character development. But I've been pretty busy, and I'm expecting 2018 to be a phenomenal year.
So, Tim, got to get your thoughts on tonight's draft. You got a couple of UGA running backs that are going to be drafted, whether it's tonight or tomorrow. I want to get your assessment. What's your assessment of Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, and who do you think between the two of them is going to have the more impact, or the greater, I guess you would say, career between the two of them when it's all said and done?
I believe when it comes to the NFL, you look at Sony Michel. He could play both ways. He caught the ball a lot. He was that shifty guy, and he could also be a power runner. He's a strong guy. I think he might go before Nick Chubb. I believe that the league is still considering Nick's injury, which was a serious injury, but I believe both of those guys will. One will go first round, and maybe the other one will go second round.
Another UGA star, Tim, that is expected to go high tonight is Roquan Smith, a guy at inside linebacker. Boy, I sure wish, you know, the Steelers would either trade up or somehow he would fall down to them. Give us your assessment of him and how you think he'll transition to the next level.
Well, considering the season that he had last year, the guy's a leader. He, you know, his nickname is Pitbull, and he's the type of linebacker you want. He looks like a young Ray Lewis, but a little bit faster. He's not that big, but he's a ball player. I mean, he's very intelligent. He's got football smarts, and he knows the game, and he's hungry. And I would love to see the Steelers trade up and pick him up, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But he's not going to be around too long. I think he will go in the top 10.
Bob, questions for Tim?
Great to speak with you again, Tim. And I'm taking you back to after you were drafted in that first round, Tim. Did anyone from the Steelers offer any advice to you as far as what you might have to work on between April and July of that year? Or is there something that you did on your own that you knew you had to get better at before you went to training camp?
Well, considering coming from UGA, you know, we were line up 7.5, 8 yards in the backfield and pitch it to us, hand it to us, and get out of our way. You know, we didn't do a lot of passing. You know, we rushed the ball more than we passed. So I knew for a fact that I had to work more on coming out of the backfield and running different routes. That was something, I don't want to say I struggled with it when I got to the Steelers, but we had a lot of that mixed in the type of trap and offense that we ran. So I really had to work on that. I think the Detroit Lions had mentioned that to me. You guys probably don't know this, but during that season, the Detroit Lions, they told me they would pick me in the third pick if Barry Sanders hadn't decided to come out. He hadn't made a decision to come out yet when I spoke with the Lions. But I'm kind of glad that Barry came out. I didn't want to play for Detroit.
And, Tim, that was basically my next question about these running backs. Obviously, Saquon Barkley goes to the Giants. He's a guy that can do a lot of different things. I mean, obviously, it's in these guys' interest to be able to be multi-functional and talented these days. And these guys, with the NFL the way it is now, Tim, the way they throw the ball, is the running back position changing a little bit?
Yeah, it changed a long time ago. If you guys remember, man, I'm 6'2". You know, you don't really see guys my height anymore. And I'm not surprised when I stand beside a lot of the running backs today, college and on the professional level, and it's like you tower over them. But when you consider the spread offense and the way things are ran today, there's more passing than there is running the ball now. And these guys got to know, they're running routes just like receivers. I mean, they got to know what they're doing out there. They got to have great hands. And I think we've seen the last of just the power backs getting the ball 40 times a game and running the ball more than you throw it. So,
Tim, we haven't talked since the national championship game. And I'm guessing the Worley household had to be going crazy. Since your wife, Dee, is a national champion gymnast who went to Alabama, what was that night like for you guys?
Well, actually, I was in Indianapolis. I was in Indianapolis working. I had some speaking engagements that week in the city of Indianapolis. And it was kind of, I think God set it up that way so we wouldn't be in the same place at the same time. And so one of the rules, guys, we have, we don't taunt, we don't antagonize, we just take the win or take the beating and we move on and keep it peaceful. But I can say it was a heck of a game. Georgia, I felt like Georgia was pounding them for three quarters, and finally Bama just came back and did what they had to do. But we really haven't really talked about it since. To be honest with you.
And Tim, got to get your thoughts on some of the other things going on with the Steelers. And really, first, sticking at the running back position with Le'Veon Bell and his desire to be paid like a wide receiver. He wants $17 to $18 million a year like Antonio Brown is getting. And really, the next highest paid running back is Devontae Freeman, and he's making $8.25 million. So I think Le'Veon is the best all-around running back in the league, Tim. But is he worth more than double what the next highest paid running back is?
I can't really say what a guy's worth. You know, there's so many things that I don't know, we don't know that's going on within the organization or with Le'Veon. But, I can't say the guy is he's proven himself. I mean, the guy is he's got his own unique style. He's a great receiver. And, he's missed when he's not in the game, when the Steelers are playing. So I can't really say that he deserves double, but they do need to pay him. The guy is a heck of a running back, and he's had a tremendous career as young as he has at this age. And I think he deserves to get paid, but I can't really say, what I think about him asking for what he's asking for.
Bob, one more for Tim before we let him go.
And Tim, we've talked about your speed. You were a sprinter back in the day, and there's obvious you've explained to us in the past, but maybe you can refresh our memories about the difference between sprinters and the quick feet and the running back. How do you combine the two? It just doesn't work for sprinters just running straight in this league.
No, you have to have quick. You have what you call straight speed, fast speed, and you have performance speed. Performance speed is how fast you can stop and go. and then you have just straight ahead speed, you know, just like some guys have four gears, some guys have five gears, some guys, I felt like I had six gears when I was a sprinter. But you have to have quick feet. You can't be heavy footed. But are you looking at a lot of these guys? You know, I look at Saquon Barkley, I look at the kid from LSU, I look at Sony Michel, Nick Chubb. Those guys are fast and they have quick feet. And their strength is tremendous. You know, all these guys, a lot of the running backs you see today, man, they're just as strong as their offensive linemen. And you look at Saquon Barkley, the guy's 6'2", 230, and he's running a 4.3 and a 40. That is ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? So you have to have quick feet, though. You know, you couldn't be in the backfield today if you didn't have quick feet.
Tim, before we let you go, remind our listeners, how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you and your wife, Dee, are doing? Stay up to date with the things going on at Worley Global Biz and reach out to you if they need somebody who is a wonderful speaker and an inspirational guy that can not only do it for, like you mentioned, kids, but also doing it at the corporate level.
Okay. You can reach me at my company is Worley Global Enterprises. We're a communications consultant firm. My website is worldofglobalenterprises.com, facebook.com/WGEINC. And also you can reach us at Worley Global Biz, Twitter. And we also have an Instagram. And my wife pretty much mans all that stuff. She runs everything. I don't really mess with social media. And that's how you can reach me if you guys are interested in having me come in and speak and or at an event or anything, just give us a call, look us up, and leave a message.
Tim, it's always great for Bob and I to get to catch up with you. We hope we get the opportunity to do it again real soon. In between now and then, thank you, first of all, and all the best to you, Dee, and the rest of your family.
Bob, Chris, thank you guys, man. It's good to hear from you guys again.
Take care.
Take care, Tim.
Okay.
That is former University of Georgia, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Chicago Bears running back Tim Worley. We've got our next guest, Greg Lloyd, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Greg right on the other side of this quick station break.